We go now to turmoil in the Central African Republic. It's a landlocked nation in the heart of Africa. Though rich in natural resources, including diamonds, gold, and uranium, CAR remains one of the world's poorest countries. It has suffered from decades of misrule and multiple coups. The latest uprising occurred just last month when rebels seized control of the country and ousted the president. Days of violence and looting followed. Reporter Benno Mushle flew into the capital, Bangui, after the airport reopened and sent this report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Republic of Central Africa.
The small propeller-driven plane dives through the cloud cover. An orange morning sun shines over the brown water of the Ubangi, a gigantic river that meanders through miles of dark green forest land. This was the first commercial flight into the capital, Bangui, since rebels overthrew the president and seized control on March 24. Pastor Daniel Konam-Yaran was on the Monday flight after having been stuck in neighboring Chad for 1 week. He said the coup was no surprise to him.
We could hear every day in the news that they took town after town. When they finally took the key post Tagbara and then Boali, it was obvious that they would march into Bangui soon. No, it was no surprise to us.
Heavily armed French soldiers protect the airport. Behind their wooden barricades and barbed wire fences begins the empire of the new rulers, the Seleka rebels. Young men wearing red berets and trendy sunglasses, a Kalashnikov rifle always at hand. A taxi drives into traffic and navigates streets again crowded with people. Still, there are curfews after dusk and before dawn. In the violence that followed last month's coup, the university was stripped of computers. Gas stations along the road lost their pumps and oil. Hotels, private homes, the presidential palace, UN offices, and Bangui's two most important hospitals were pillaged. 19-year-old Khadija Mamat sells hot porridge made of rice, sugar, and milk on the roadside. She says she's fed up.
The only thing we want is peace, but there are only problems in Central African Republic. We don't want coups anymore. We've suffered enough. Coup d'etat, coup d'etat. We want to elect our own president who protects us.
The new leadership protected by hundreds of rebel fighters moved to the best hotel in town, the Ledger Plaza Bangui. In front of the grand building, young men sign up for the new army. Inside the cool lobby, the rebel spokesperson, Colonel Ajuma Christian Narkoyo, has time for an interview. Narkoyo used to work for former President Ange-Philippe Patassé. Behind Narkoyo, state officials and fine suits bustle around.
Our new position in Bangui makes me very happy, Mr. Journalist. I'm telling you this as someone who is part of the presidential security of former President Patassé. We saw what happened back then in March 2003 when Bozizé took over this city. After 1 week, the city was empty. I can guarantee you that no vehicle has left the city after we took over.
President Bozizé was himself ousted in last month's coup and fled to neighboring Cameroon. Rebel leader Michel Djotodia has declared himself Central African Republic's new president. He suspended the National Assembly and the Constitution. On Thursday, he said he would speed the transition to democracy. But it's unclear that this landlocked nation's future is going to be any more stable than its past. Amy Martin is the local representative for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
They're not showing any vision. They're not communicating a plan to invest in the country, to invest in the people, to expand education, to expand basic social services to the countryside. You know, the structure of the government, the ministers, it's the same pool of people they're drawing from.
It appears the international community in general is having a hard time trusting the new regime. African heads of state refuse to recognize Djotodia as the country's legitimate leader. And the African Union has suspended the former French colony's membership. The United States condemned the overthrow and warned that the country risks further international isolation if it doesn't move quickly toward free and open presidential elections. For NPR News, I'm Benno Müchler.